我们今天晚上要从20章开始来看关于逃城的事情。
This evening we'll begin with chapter 20 to study the matter concerning the cities of refuge.
那当以色列人从神那里承受了产业以后，
Now after the Israelites had received their inheritance of land,
20章神就又向人说话了。
Once again, beginning chapter 20, the Lord, Jehovah, spoke to man again.
那这样的话在民数记的时候已经说了一次。
These words were previously recorded as spoken in Numbers.
那现在神又把那个话重新的向约书亚说。
And now God once more speaks these words anew to Joshua.
神对约书亚说。
And the Lord said to Joshua,
要在以色列人中设立逃城。
That they need to designate certain cities of refuge amongst the Israelites.
那弟兄姊妹们，在这里你留意神说的那个话。
Now, brothers and sisters, take notice of the words that the Lord speaks.
第二节那里。
In verse 2.
他说，你吩咐以色列人说。
It says, tell the Israelites.
你们要照着我借着摩西所晓谕你们的。
As I instructed you through Moses.
注意这里了。
Take notice of this.
为自己设立逃城。
To designate the cities of refuge for yourself.
那弟兄姊妹们，当我们读逃城的条例的时候。
Now when we speak of the criteria
of designating
city of refuge.
假如我们是当时的一个以色列人。
And we consider, place ourselves as an Israelite at that particular time.
也许我们会想。
Then we might be able to think.
设立逃城是为别人的。
We're setting up cities of refuge for others.
与我没有关系。
Actually, it has nothing to do with me.
我算是奉公守法的。
I am a law-abiding individual.
所以有逃城，没有逃城，对我来说没有什么关系。
So whether or not there exists cities of refuge doesn't concern me.
那如而我们今天来读到逃城的时候呢？
Now if we are to read about the cities of refuge,
我们更会有这样的感觉。
Then we would especially have this type of thinking.
哎，逃城以色列呢？
Oh, the cities of refuge for the Israelites.
与根本与我们没有关系的。
It has nothing to do with me for sure.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神当时跟以色列人说话的时候，那一个说法。
But when we look at the way that God spoke to the Israelites at that time,
神是说为你自己设立逃城。
And it says that is to they are to designate cities of refuge for themselves.
这神好像把他们放在一个地位上。
It appears as if God has placed them into a particular place.
好像是说，你们现在没有犯罪。
Seemingly stating that at this particular point you have not sinned.
但是有一天你会犯罪。
But one day you will sin.
很自然我们会感觉有这个意识的。
And it is very natural that we would presume that there is this meaning there.
因为是为你们自己来设立逃城。
Because it says that you are to designate for yourself the cities of refuge.
现在设立这个逃城，今天对你没有什么功用，但是有一天它会对你发生功用。
Even though the cities of refuge do not have a usefulness for you today, but one day they will have a usefulness for you.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们看到神这样说话的时候
，When we look to see God speaking in this manner，
我们很自然就会想到 罗马书上的一句话。
Then very naturally we would think about the words recorded in the book of Romans.
圣经把众人都圈在罪里。
That the Bible tells us that for all have sinned.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
神把人的本相在这里指出来。
That God here points out the very nature of man.
指出人需要有逃城。
Points out the fact that man needs to have cities of refuge.
如果没有逃城的话，他们就没有保险。
If there are no cities of refuge, then there is no guarantee of protection for man.
那这个保险还不是今天我们那个保险的观念的保险。
Now this guarantee is not the type that we're speaking of today.
这个保险乃是说到在神面前永远是蒙纪念的。
This guarantee actually is a guarantee that you are forever blessed before God.
有了这一个逃城，人在神面前就有了永远蒙纪念的保证。
If there are cities of refuge, then man can have a guarantee that they will be forever be blessed or under protection of God.
当然我们要记得。
But of course we must understand.
做一个逃城。
That the cities of refuge.
只是给生活在迦南地的人去享用的。
It's for the use of those who dwell in the land of Canaan.
也就是说给那些愿意寻求神的人去享用的。
In other words, it is for those, for the use of those who chooses to adhere to God.
如果没有寻求神的心意的。
If an individual does not have a heart to choose God,
那这些人就不能享用逃城的。
Then this individual cannot have the use of the cities of refuge.
这也就是给我们留意到故意犯罪的在神面前不蒙纪念的。
And it also points out that for those who purposely sin, they have no place to hide before God.
逃城是为那些不愿意犯罪而犯了罪的人。
But it's specifically for those who do not desire to sin and yet unintentionally sin.
但是这里所犯的罪不是一般的罪。
But the sin that is recorded here is not just a general type of sin.
是杀人的罪。
But specifically one of murder.
那也就是说犯罪的人也要被杀的。
And the individual who sins should be condemned to die.
那所以这个罪是很严肃的罪。
And so you see that the sin that's committed is a very serious sin.
人不愿意犯这样的罪。
Now man does not intend to commit this sin.
但是却犯了。
And yet they did.
那怎么办呢？
So what are they to do then?
等死了。
All they can do is await for death.
神说。
But God says,
因为他是不愿意犯而犯的。
Because this individual unintentionally sinned.
那他就吩咐人设立逃城来给这样的人可以在神面前有一线的生机。
So God instructs the people to designate cities of refuge so that these individuals may have a chance.
那所以就设立在逃城。
They have a chance for life. So then they establish or designate a cities of refuge.
那这一个逃城
Now these cities of refuge
是为那这样的人来预备
is prepared especially for these individuals.
假如有人犯了这样的罪
And so if an individual has committed this sin
那个报血仇的人也来追赶他
And the avenger of blood comes to seek him out
那他就要逃了
Then that individual must run away.
如果是故意杀人的，你逃也逃不掉了。
If you had intentionally killed, then regardless, even if you run away, you have no place to run.
你就是跑到陶城，那个陶城的长老也要把他交出来的。
Even if you run to the city of refuge, the elders of that city will condemn him. And deliver him out to the avenger of blood.
如果是误犯罪的，
But if you accidentally killed,
那逃城就成了这个人的保护。
Then the city of refuge becomes a place of protection for this individual.
任谁都不能对付他。
And no one can deal harshly with him.
只要他不离开逃城，他就永远的安全。
And as long as he does not leave the city of refuge, then he will forever be safe.
那这样是不是永远留在逃城呢？
So is it really that he would have to stay in the city refuge forever?
那又不是。
Well, not necessarily.
有一个情况，他就可以平平安安的回到家里，也不给追杀的。
There is one condition whereby he may peacefully return to his home without the fear of anyone pursuing him.
那是什么条件？
And so what criteria is that?
要等当年的大祭司死了，他就可以得释放。
It is if the high priest who is presiding in that particular position at that particular time dies. When the high priest dies, who is serving at that time, then that individual may return to his home peacefully.
那现在我们可以把逃城的那一个属灵的意义来看了。
Now we can come to look at the spiritual meaning of the cities of refuge at this time.
那我们就看到逃城是给那些住在应许地的人的。
So we see that the cities of refuge are designated for those who stand in a place of ones who deserve to die.
逃城是为那些住在应许地的人预备的。
The cities of refuge are designated for those who dwell within the promised land.
那这住在应许地的人，
for those who dwell in the promised land,
包括以色列民，
the ones who dwell in the promised land
includes
the Israelites
和那些外邦人。
And also Gentiles.
那弟兄姊妹，留意第九节。
Take note of verse 9.
他这都是为以色列人、以色列众人和在他们中间寄居的外人所分定的城邑。
Verse 9 tells us any of the Israelites or any alien living among them who killed someone accidentally.
那所以不是单为以色列人的。
So it's not specifically just for the Israelites.
当然主要是为了以色列人在当日的功用来说。
But of course, it is primarily for the Israelites who have a place of escape.
但是也包括外邦人。
But also includes Gentiles or aliens.
那从整个的来说。
So taken as a whole.
就圣人启示了一个很有恩典的事实。
It is a truly blessed matter that's given to man.
就是神的拯救。
It is the salvation of God.
是为所有的人来预备的。
It is prepared for all individuals.
因为它是包括以色列人，也包括外邦人。
Because it includes the Israelites and also includes aliens.
但是
But
我们注意以色列人在应许地上的地位和外邦人住在应许地的那个地位又不一样。
You see that there exists a difference between the position that the Israelites have, the Israelites who dwell in the promised land, and the position that the aliens hold in the land of, in the promised land.
以色列人是承受产业的人。
The Israelites are those who have received inheritance of land.
那是外邦人是没有承受产业资格的人。
While the aliens have no criteria to receive any inheritance of land.
甚至是根本和神这一个应许是没有关系的。
In fact, the aliens have absolutely nothing to do with this promise of God.
那正因为他们中间有这样身份上的区别
But because there exists this difference in the positions of these two groups
而一同享用陶城的功用
Yet they are able to enjoy the usefulness of the cities of refuge together
那么我们就看见在陶城的里头有好几方面的表明
Then it points us to several facets that are contained in the cities of refuge.
那我们先说这个陶城的本身。
Let's look at the cities of refuge in and of themselves.
那头一件事情我们留意到陶城设立在那里也就向人说明了。
First of all,As it is established there before man, it tells men
神是追讨的神
that God is one who pursues to the end.
神是追讨罪的神
God is one who pursues sin to the end.
那也就是神的公义在这里有一个发表了
And now there is the manifestation of the righteousness of God.
那为什么误杀人可以保存但是他必须要逃
Why is it that one who accidentally or unintentionally killed can have a place of escape、
mm-hmm. 他必须要逃
Why must he try to run away and escape
那这就是说出神看罪是罪这个事实不会改变
It is to reflect that God looks upon sin as sin and there is no change in that
虽然故意跟无心在动机上是有分别
Even though whether it is intentional or whether it is premeditated or unintentional there is a differencefor that individual.
但是在神看那一个犯罪的事实却是一样。
But God looks at it as being just sin, and there is no difference.
那所以那个误犯了罪的人他必须要逃。
So the one who sins unintentionally, he must also run away.
那他不逃的话他就承担罪。
If he does not run away,then he will be avenged for his crime.
那所以在这一点上面陶城向我们说明了神是公义的神他要追讨一切的罪。
So the first thing that the city of refuge tells us is that God is a righteous God and that he will pursue sin to its end.
但从另一面来看
But then from another perspective
神又是向人发怜悯的神
God isone who bestows grace upon his people.
他知道这个人犯罪是出于无心。
God knows that this individual has sinned unintentionally.
他不是愿意这样做。
This individual did not mean to do this.
那所以神就给他一个机会。
And so God provides an opportunity for him.
如果那个人真知道自己已经落在罪里了
If that individual truly sees that he has sinned
他必须要寻求一个拯救
He must and that he must find a salvation
那他有这样的一个心思
And if he has this heart
那神就说好我给你一个逃走
Then God is saying Here I'm providing a way of escape for you
你可以到那里得保存
I'm providing the city of refuge for you You can run there
那弟兄姊妹们这是神的怜悯
Brothers and sisters This is the grace of God The mercy of God
那么第三方面呢？
The third aspect，
神就给我们看见，神虽然神的怜悯虽然给人的罪有一个机会逃脱。
Even though God has mercy and permits for the man who committed a sin a way of escape，
但是神还是不会改变罪的事实的神。
A way of resolution, yet God will not remove sin.
那所以神必须要有方法来解决那一个罪的事实。
So God must have a way to resolve that sin.
那怎么去解决呢？
Well, how is it to be resolved?
就是等到当年的大祭司死了，那个事情就解决了。
It is to wait until the high priest who is serving at that particular time dies, then that sin is resolved.
那弟兄姊妹，这给我们立刻就会想到，在献祭的事上，那些祭牲 the sacrifice.
Then immediately tells us in regards to the sacrifice that.That there is an object of sacrifice. There's an animal that's used for object of sacrifice.
那从也更进一步给我们想到那一位替人死的主。
And it also points to us the Lord who died for man.
那我们的主的确是我们的大祭司。
Our Lord truly is our high priest.
啊，他现在身上高天的尊荣的大祭司。
He is the high priest in the heavenly, exalted heavenly places.
那我们感谢赞美神。
So we praise and thank our God.
在逃城的条例的里面，又远远的指出，神给人解决罪的那一个方法，乃是让他儿子进到死地。
That the facet of the city of refuge points out to us that.In the future, there is set up a situation where his own son, God's own son, must die for the resolution of man's sin.
神的儿子死了,
when the son of God dies,
人的罪就解决了,
then man's sin is resolved.
神的儿子没死,
and as long as the son of God has not yet died,
人的罪就没有解决,
then the sins of man cannot be resolved.
那这里给我们一面是看见神解决人的罪的那个方法。
And so on the one hand, it points out to us the method whereby man's sin can be resolved.
而一面又给我们看见我们的主没有死以前，神怎样保存人的罪。
And then,
神怎样保存那个罪人。
And on the other hand, it tells us also that before...The Son of God dies, how God heals and preserves a man who has sinned.
那我们大祭司不死。
And as long as the high priest has not yet died,
逃城就是那个保护的根据。
The city of refuge is the place of protection.
啊，但是这个根据不是永远的。
But this place of protection.This guarantee of protection is not forever.
因为进了逃城的人还是不能得自由。
Because those who escape to the city of refuge, no matter how you look at it, does not have complete freedom.
他一切的活动只能在城里。
All of his daily activities must be within the confines of the city of refuge.
他不能离开城的一步。
He cannot take one step outside of the city of refuge.
他离开城的一步
if he takes one step outside of the city,
那报仇的人把他杀了，那就他是活该。
And if the avenger of blood kills him, then he has received what he deserves.
没有话讲。
There's nothing to say.
那说一个进了逃城的人，他虽然逃避了那个罪的追讨。
So,For that individual who has escaped to the city of refuge, even though first and foremost he has escaped the penalty that is due to him from the avenger of blood,
但是却不能 有无限的自由。
But yet he cannot have a total of freedom of life.
一直等到大祭司死了。
Not until the high priest dies.
他就释放。
And then he is set free.
那这是旧约律法底下的一个拯救。
This is a principle that is contained in the law of the Old Testament.
是逃城也好。
Whether it be the city of refuge.
是献祭也好。
Or the sacrificial offering.
一样。
It is the same.
都是用希伯来书的话来说，是把罪暂时的遮盖住。
It is consistent with what is recorded in Hebrews, and that is that the sins are not covered up, temporarily covered up.
不是永久解决。
It is not for covered up forever.
一直要等到。我们的主在十字架上死了。
But it awaits a time when our Lord will be crucified and dies on the cross.
那就完全解决。
At that time, then everything will be resolved.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你要看到这里的一个区别。
So brothers and sisters, you must take notice of this uniqueness that's mentioned here.
活在旧约里边的人，他们可以上神这样祷告。
Those who live in the Old Testament time, they can pray to God in this fashion.
神啊，遮盖我们的罪。
God, please hide my sins. Cover up my sins.
但在新约里面，这个祷告就不对了。
But those who, when we are in the New Testament, this prayer cannot exist.
因为新约在基督所造成的救赎的上面。
Because in the New Testament, the Lord has already completed His salvation plan.
不是我们的罪得遮盖。
So our sins are not just hidden or covered.
我们的罪乃是蒙赦免。
But rather our sins have been completely forgiven.
同时是洗净。
At the same time, it has been we are cleansed.
No, 弟兄姊妹们，很不一样。
Brothers and sisters, this is completely different.
旧约的赦免，那个罪还存留，如果把它盖起来。
In the Old Testament time, the sin still exists, but it is merely covered up or hidden.
新约里面说的赦免，真的是完全的赦免。
The forgiveness that is spoken of in the New Testament is true absolute forgiveness.
不是盖起来。
It's not just hidden or covered.
乃是洗净。
But the sins have truly been cleansed.
那这是约翰一书一章里边给我们所看到的。
What is recorded in 1 John chapter 1.
洗净就是说根本就不存留了。
It means to tell us that it doesn't is as if it never existed.
那说当我们看逃城的时候，如果我们光是看到这里
，So when we are studying the matter of the city of refuge, if the light permits for us to see this,
我们就看到完完全全是救恩的表明。
We see that wholly, completely, it is a representation of salvation.
但是如果我们再往深一步去看的时候呢
Now if we go into it one step deeper
那我们看见逃城有双重的意义
We see that the cities of refuge have a double meaning
逃一层的意义是对那些在救恩以外的人发生功效
The first thing concerns the usefulness that it has for thoseWho are outside of the salvation.
特别是在说到那个外邦人的时候，那就很清楚表明这一点。
And when we speak of the aliens, then this point is made especially clear.
那有一些外邦人，他们是生活在迦南地上。
There are some aliens who actually live their lives in Canaan.
但是他们 与迦南的应许没有关系。
But they have no part in the promise of Canaan.
所以仍然是在救恩以外的人。
So they continue to be outside of the salvation.
是在神的应许以外的人。
They live outside of the promise of God.
那所以就是用我们今天的话来说，那是还没有得救的人。
So using the vocabulary that we're familiar with, these are individuals who have not yet been saved.
虽然他也许活在基督教的环境里，
even though they might still live within the circle of Christianity,
甚至是活在教会的当中，
or they might live, they might have a particular church life, or life within the church.
但是他们还是在救恩以外，
but,
没有得救的。
But they have not yet received salvation, and they are outside of salvation.
那么逃城对这样的人来说，那是神的救恩。
So, for these individuals, the city of refuge are the salvation of God to them.
他们进入逃城就是进入救恩。
When they enter into the city of refuge,They are entering into salvation.
但是对于神的子民来说呢？
But for those who are the people of God,
那个意义就更深一层了。
The meaning then is one meaning deeper, one level or layer deeper.
因为住在迦南地上的以色列人全都是承受应许的人。
For all the Israelites who live in the land of Canaan are those who have received the promise of God.
他们不仅是承受应许，
Not only did they receive the promise of God,
他们并且很具体的承受了产业，
that they also concretely have received the inheritance.
那所以他们进入逃城那一个功用就不是进入救恩那么初步的。
So if these individuals enter into the city of refuge, the salvation that they receive is not just that superficial matter of entering into salvation.
那他们进入逃城乃是要维持他们承受产业的那一个地位。
But when they enter into the city of refuge, they are preservingthe position that they hold as those who have received inheritance, entering into preserving their promise that was given to them.
叫他们不失去所承受的产业。
So that they would not lose out on the inheritance that was promised to them.
那所以它的意义就不一样了。
So you see the meaning is different.
那这一个意义，那正好是适用在我们已经蒙恩得救的神的儿女们身上。
Now this meaning can be clearly reflected on the children of God who have received his salvation.
我们的愚昧犯罪，
Because of our foolishness, we may have sinned.
如果我们会寻求逃城来支取主的死，
If we take the opportunity to enter into the city of refuge,and as an opportunity to escape damnation
and enjoy
the death of our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹们，那个意义乃是保留我们在神面前承受神所给我们的各样属天的应许的那个资格。
The meaning is that we are able to preserve our position before God, and that we will be able to enjoy all the abundance of the heavenly realm.
那所以我们一面看见在神的预备的里头，
So we see that in terms of God's preparation,
我们又留意到有两个小点，
that we must take notice of these two smaller points.
第一就是神的那个救恩是稳固的。
The first is that God's salvation is impartial, is fair,
is stable.
Is God's salvation is stable, is steady.
是因着他的死成了我们蒙恩的保证。
And we have been blessed with salvation because of the death of the Lord.
那另一方面
呢？ From another perspective,
不仅是救恩有保证。
Not only do we have an assurance in terms of salvation,
并且神的救恩是为我们预备一个恩典，来恢复我们可以继续去追求做一个得胜者。
But that the salvation of God preserves us so that we might have the opportunity to continue to pursue to become an overcomer.
那这是关乎逃城那一方面，我们精简的来提它一下。
And so these are the matters concerning the cities of refuge that we're able to look over and mention.
因为在读民数记的时候，我们已经比较详细的读过了。
Because when we had studied the book of Numbers, we have gone over a study of this previous.
但是为了还没有读过民数记的弟兄姊妹们，我们再指出一点。
But for the sake of those brothers and sisters who have not studied the book of Numbers yet, let me point out another matter.
那在以色列人所居住的地上面。
In the land that the Israelites are living in,
神为他们选定了六座逃城。
God has designated six cities as cities of refuge for them.
迦南地不是很大的。
The land of Canaan is not a very large land.
在那么小小的一块土地上面，神给他们设立了六个逃城。
In a very small portion of land, God has designated six cities as cities of refuge.
那也就是说，
it means to say,
在不管你在神的应许地，就是神的百姓所居住的地，因为包括约旦河东，你任何一个地方，
that for the children of God, regardless of where they are, the land that they dwell in, of course, it also includes the land east of the Jordan River, that they have a place to go.
从他们所住的地方到逃城那个路程并不很远。
And from wherever they might live, the distance from that place to the city of refuge is not very far.
因为那六个逃城是很均匀的分布在以色列人居住的地。
Because those six particular cities are centrally located within the land that the Israelites are living in.
神并没有指定说你是那个支派就必须去那一个逃城。
God did not specifically designate that if you are of this particular tribe, then you must go to that particular city of refuge.
神没有做这样的定规。
God did not make this designation.
神只是说你们就看那一个逃城最近，你就跑到那里去就
好。 God only says whichever city of refuge is closest to you, that's where you would go to.
那我们感谢神。
Now we thank our God.
那在逃城的这一件事情上，
In regards to the city of refuge,
那我们留意到这样的事了。
Now these are the matters that we can take note of.
但是如果我们光是读二十章，
Now, but if we continue to just read verse 20 with the light of Revelation,
我们就不够了解神在这个时候提出逃城的那个意义在哪里。
We're not quite certain. If we just look at chapter 20 overall, we are not quite certain why it is that God has made mention of the city of refuge at this specific time.
虽然你很孤立的可以看见，哦，那是神又在那里发表他的救恩。
Even if you accurately hold to the revelation that God is now revealing his salvation arrangement of salvation.
但事实上，神在这里在提起逃城。
Yet, in fact, the fact that God is revealing the matter concerning the city of refuge.
乃是神要让他的百姓学习一个更深的功课。
It really is so that his people would learn a new lesson.
A deeper
lesson.
那我们 看到二十一章的时候
when we,
那这个事情就清楚了
when we study into chapter 21 then this matter becomes more clear
那弟兄姊妹们你来注意一件事情
now brothers and sisters take notice of this thing
二十一章乃是那个利未人来提出一个问题
chapter 21 specifically mentions a matter concerning the Levites
他们是没有产业的
They do not have any inheritance
但是神告诉他们
But God tells them
以色列人要让他们有居住的地和牧养他们的牲畜之地
That the Israelites must give the Levites towns and also lands for pasture for their, as their inheritance
他们可以使用一些的土地
the Levites are able to utilize that land
但是那个地业的、那个地权啊不是他的
they can, the Levites can utilize the land but the rights to that land is not the Levites
他们不是业主
they do not hold the deeds to that land They are not the owners of the land.
他们只可以用那些地。
The Levites can use the land.
但他们没有用，他们没有主那个所有权。
But they do not have the rights to the land.
The
rights of ownership.
那我们感谢大美神。
We praise and thank our God.
那当神这样告诉以色列人的时候
，When God tells this to the Israelites.
那以色列人就在他们所分得的那一个土地上就指定了一些城给利未人居住
The Israelites then designated specific cities from the land that they have received as inheritance as places for the Levites to dwell in
那他们一共得了四十八座城和他的郊野
In total, the Levites received 48 cities and the pasture lands and the suburbs of those cities.
那我们感谢神
We praise and thank our
God. 四十八座城
48 cities.
不少呀
It's not a small number.
蛮多的
Somewhat a large number.
但是你再细细去看那四十八座城的时候
But if you look closely at the 48 cities
你会发觉这不仅是城而已
You'll find that it's not just the cities themselves
并且都是很重要的城
But that each that these that it can include very important cities
哎呀这个话我们实在不太容易能明白啊
Oh, these words are not so easy for us to comprehend.
在以色列人所得的地业上面拿出一些地图一些城来让利未人居住
From the inheritance that the Israelites received, they are to designate particular cities and lands, associated lands for the use of Levites.
照着人的常情来说
From man's perspective,
不好意思把最坏的给他们，顶多也会给他们一些中等的。
If it's not the intent of man to give them the worst land, then at least give them what is in the middle, modest land.
At most. 但是稀奇的很。
But amazingly,
当你看进去的时候。
If you look into this,
你看到那四十八座城的里边
then that within the 48 cities,
差不多把以色列地里头最主要的城市都包括在其中。
Almost each and every one of the most important cities within the land of Canaan has been designated for the Levites.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Now, brothers and sisters,
你注意这一件事。
Take notice of this.
这的确是一个更深一层的功课。
Because it's really a much deeper lesson.
因为按照他们以色列人来说
Because from the perspective of the Israelites themselves,
神啊, 这个地是你给了我们的,
God, you have given us this land as an inheritance.
我们是可以给出去,
we could give this out to someone else,
让利未人可以有地方居住,
so that the Levites can have a place to live.
因为他们还是我们的弟兄,
because they, after all, are brothers.
但是不一定要把那最好的给出去吗?
But we don't need to give the best land to them, do we?
但是以色列人当时并不是因着神说这个城这个城这个城你们要交出来,
but at that time the Israelites did not give out these lands because God has already designated that this land, this city, this city, this, that city must be given to the Levites.
那还是他们甘心情愿地把那些地交出来,
but rather that they themselves wholeheartedly and willingly gave these lands out for, to the Levites.
宝贝就宝贝在这,
and this is the most precious of all.
把从神那里所接受过来的,
to take that which was given, bestowed from God,
再因着神的名而交出去,
that because of the name of God, once more to give it out to the Levites.
那弟兄姊妹，这是很不简单的一件事。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is not such a simple thing.
但是以色列人做了,
but this is what the Israelites did.
他们看到这是从神那里接过来的,
they saw that they've received from God.
我们也必须为他的名毫无保留地交出去,
and so then we must, for the sake of his name, preserve it, and then to give it away, in turn to give it away.
那好, 当我们留意到这一件事情的时候,
now when we take notice of this,
我们就要留意 怎么把上一章的陶城连在一起了?
Then we must look to see how do we associate, put together the matter concerning the city's refuge in the previous chapter and what is going on here in this chapter.
那20章所提到的六座陶城,
now the six cities that were mentioned as cities of refuge in chapter 20,
全部都交给利未人居住,
each and every one was given to the Levites as a place for them to live.
都让利未人在那里使用那个郊野来牧放他们的羊群,
so that the Levites can have the use of the city and also the pasture lands for their flock.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意啊,
now brothers and sisters, take notice.
第一座提到的陶城是希伯伦,
the first city of refuge that's mentioned here is Hebron.
那是20章里边特别提到的,
and this is the mention, this was already mentioned, the city of refuge, the Hebron is already mentioned in chapter 20, and then in chapter 21 it mentions it again in verse 13.
那第二个提到的陶城是21节 所说的那一个事件,
the second city of refuge that is mentioned in chapter 21,
which is Shechem.
The third city of refuge as mentioned is recorded in chapter 21 verse 27,
Golan.
The third city of refuge is in verse 32, Kadesh.
那还有一个陶城呢, 是36节的比西,
and then another is recorded in verse 36, Bezer.
最末了的那个呢, 是, 38节的那个拉莫,
and then the very last one is recorded in verse 38, which is Ramah.
那六个陶城全在利未人所居住的城里,
six cities of refuge all given to the Levites as their place to live.
那这叫我们看到什么事情呢?
So now, when we come to this, what can we see?
那当以色列人把他们从神那里所承受的恩典再交出来的时候,
when the Israelites, give out the very, grace that was bestowed upon them from God,
那么我们就看到一件事情。
Then we see this matter.
他们就享用了逃城的保护。
They, are able to enjoy the, protection of, of a city of refuge.
哦，弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
他们把那些包括那六个逃城在内的那一些城交出去。
They have given out the cities, including the six, cities of refuge.
这一个交出去的动作就成了他们的保护。
This fact that they have turned over these cities, that very action is really a protection that they have enjoyed.
特别所提到逃城那几个地方，那都是在家啊、以色列居住的地里头的那个重要的地点。
Especially since the cities of refuge are really very important cities for the Israelites.
那么我们现在转过来来看利未人。
Now let's take this from another perspective, from the perspective of the Levites.
那在二十一章里边提到的全是利未人所居住的地方。
In chapter 21, when it mentions all the cities of, and the lands that the Levites are, can live.
那么在利未人住进这些城里的时候，
when the Levites actually live in, dwell in these cities,
他们就是享用神的份这一个事实里头的一部分。
They are able to enjoy a portion of God himself as they live in these cities.
那他们居住在哪里，那他们所居住的就算是神的份。
They live in these cities and they are living therefore in a portion of God.
因为神说你们没有产业。
Because God has said you will not have an inheritance.
但是我就是你们的产业。
But I will be your inheritance.
那所以这个居住之地也是列在神的份的里头。
So this, these cities that they dwell in, it is incorporated in, as a portion of God.
所以利未人所享用的不仅是现那个以色列人当中的那个十分之一，利未人所享用的不单是以色列人献给神的十分之一。
So, the land that the Levites are living in is not just a tenth of the portion that the Levites are living in are not only a portion of the one tenth of the offering of the Israelites in general.
同时也包括了这些城。
It also includes these cities.
但是我们看这些城的时候，
when we see, but when we see these cities,
我们不要停留在，哎呀，他们有地方居住了。
We should not just stop at the fact that, well, now the Levites have a place to live.
我们必须要注意，他们所住的是什么地方。
So instead, we should take notice what type of place do the Levites have to live.
刚才我轻轻提到都是迦南里边一些重要的地方。
We've already mentioned that they are primarily cities that are, have a great importance in the land of Canaan.
我们还要再说，不仅是重要的地方，并且都是美地。
But we should also add that not only are they important cities, but they are also very beautiful places.
那我们看希伯伦，我们知道，哎呦，这是迦南，地中的迦南。
For example, when we look at Hebron, then it's very clear. Remember, Hebron is the Canaan of the land of Canaan.
那我们看到世界，哎呦，我们知道这是一个非常蒙福之地。
When we look and see Shechem, then we know that this is a very fertile place.
那当我们看到巴山的时候， 戈兰的时候，那我们就晓得，哦哟，那是一个非常肥美之地。
When we look at Golan in Bashan, then we know that this is a very fertile place.
啊，你看到基底斯、比西和拉莫，那这都是那个肥美之地。
And that's the same when we see Kadesh or Bezer or Ramoth. Those are all very fertile places.
那当然，这六个是逃所提的，刚才是那六个逃城。
And what we have just mentioned are the six refuge cities of refuge.
但是你再看其他的那些城的话，你也发觉的确是在迦南地里头的好地段。
But even if you look at the other cities that are mentioned here in this chapter, you'll realize that those cities are also a part of the best land within the land of Canaan.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
这样我们就看见。
From this, we can see.
利未人在那里享用神的份。
That the Levites are able to enjoy and partake of a portion of God.
都是上好的份。
And they are partaking of the best of the portion of God.
在这里我们看见神纪念那些服侍他的人。
From this we see that God remembers those who labor for him, who serve him.
神把上好的赏赐给他们。
God continues to give them what is the best.
虽然从物质的观点来看他们所得的并不多。
Even though in terms of portions actual portions they might not have a lot
但是却是最美
but still what they have is the best
他们让他们居住在那里他们在那里享用安息
they are permitted to live in that land and they are permitted to dwell in rest
他们在那里享用神自己来做他们的喜乐和公义
They are there and are able to enjoy God as their joy and God as their portion.
那我们再一方面看
Now from one perspective
利未人居住在这些地
The Levites dwell in this land.
他们固然是在享用神的份
They are enjoying a portion of God.
但是他们同时在那里向全以色列的百姓供应恩典
but however they are also supplying grace of God to the other to the Israelites
我们感谢神
we thank our God
接在二十一章他利未人所居住的地的里边包括逃城这一件事上格外的显明、
In the land that the Levites in the towns and the cities that the Levites live in recorded in chapter 21 outside it includes all the portions that we have just talked about
我们感谢神
but we thank God
那现在对整个以色列的人来说
in terms of the scope for the entire people the entire Israelite people
十二个支派加上利未人
there are 12 tribes and then you add on the Levites
他们在迦南地的所得已经完全的处理完毕
what they have received in the land of Canaan is truly is completed
那么到这里的时候
and so when we come to this point
我们就要注意一点了
then we should take notice of something else
四十三节开始
beginning of verse 43
这样耶和华将从前向他们列祖启示所应许的全地赐给以色列人他们就得了为业住在其中
So the Lord gave Israel all the land he had sworn to give to their forefathers and they took possession of it and settled there.
我们一跳就跳到哎呀这个这一节很长跳到四十五节去啊。那耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话 一句都没有漏空，都应验了。
Not one of, then we jump to verse 45. Not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled.
但弟兄姊妹们千万别忘了。
But brothers and sisters, don't forget.
但他们把这些产业分配完毕以后，这时候
when
the distribution of the land has been completed.
Upon the completion of the distribution of the land,
还有七个支派没有实在的得地的。
There were still these seven tribes who did not practically or actually physically receive the land.
他们只是借着研究而得着那个地。
They received it just by the lots.
那我们也提过了。
But we already made mention of this.
神让他们学习在信心里头去接受神的赏赐。
That God wants for them to learn to receive God's promise by faith.
那这样的话，我们就注意二十一章末了的这两节经文所提的是。
And if that is the case, then we look at it in the light of the last two verses in chapter 21.
这两节经文给我们的印象就是他们已经得了。
From the verses that we just read, those two particular verses, the impression that we get is that they have already received it.
因为神所有应许给他们的全都应验了。
Because it says that God has already fulfilled all the promises that was given to them.
没有一句落空。
There wasn't one that failed.
并且他们的仇敌在他们面前都没有一个人可以站得住。
And that there was not one of them of their enemies who can withstand them.
好像他们都已经得到了。
It is as if they've received all of it.
事实上他们还没有得到。
But in fact, in actuality, they did not really receive it yet.
但在信心里头他们已经得到了。
But in faith, they truly have received it all.
那这是一个很重要的事实。
So this is actually a very important matter.
凭信去接受神的所作。
To receive of all that God has already done.
或者说凭信去享用神所应许
to enjoy all that God has promised by faith.
那这是很重要的一个法则啊。
This is a very important principle.
在旧约是这样，在新约也是一样。
It is that way in the Old Testament, it is also that way in the New Testament.
那我们还可以很简单的来指出这个事实。
We could understand this in very simple terms.
人接受神的应许到什么地步？
To what extent does man receive God's promise?
神就赏赐到什么地步？
That is the extent that God will truly give to
that man. 人就得到什么地步？
And man will come to that point.
或者说
It also means
人信到哪里？
However much man believes in,
神就赏赐到哪里。
That's how much God grants to him.
人就得到哪里。
And that's how much that man receives.
那弟兄姊妹们，在这里是蛮清楚的给我们看见这一点的。
And this is made so very clear when we come to this point.
但这里不是孤立的历史。
But this is not just a matter of a recording of history.
Alone.
我们
读过创世纪的时候
we have already studied Genesis.
我们也记得
and we also know
神让亚伯拉罕去看迦南地。
God permitted Abraham to have to see Canaan.
就是罗德离开亚伯拉罕以后。
Then this happened after Lot left Abraham.
神说你上东西南北观看。
He says, look to the north, east, west, and south.
你所看到的都是你的。
Whatever land you are able to see, that's the land that I will give you. This is what it is.
你看到了。
You can see it.
你相信不相信？
But do you believe in it?
你相信你就得了。
Do you have faith? If you have faith in it, then it is yours.
你不相信你就没办法得。
If you do not have faith, then you cannot possess it.
但神说这些都是你的。
But God says, look in all directions. It's all yours. You can see it.
你也信了。
And you also believe.
你信到哪里？
And however much you believe,
你就得到哪里？
That's how much you gain.
你看到哪里？
Wherever you see,
你就信到哪里？
Where, that's where you believe.
你就得到哪里？
Then you would have received that much.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，从旧约到新约。
Brothers and sisters, from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
这是神和我在我们中间做工的一个法则。
This is one principle of how God works in us.
在新约里面是更清楚了。
In the New Testament, it's especially more.
如果你只是看见得救，那你就听。
If all you see is salvation, then all you have received is salvation.
但是你看见神丰富的恩典，你也信神是那样的预备，你就享用那一个丰富的恩典。
But if you see God's abundant grace, and that's what you have faith in, then you can enjoy God's abundant grace.
当你看见国度了，你就信国度这一个事实。
If you are able to see, have a vision of the kingdom, and then you have faith in the matter of the kingdom,
你就接受国度这个事实。
Then you receive it as your own.
那这个信就催促你去得着那个国度。
Then this faith would prompt you to be able to receive that kingdom.
同样的，当你看见新耶路撒冷。
Similarly, when you see the New Jerusalem,
你就信到新耶路撒冷啊。
Oh, then you believe, have faith in New Jerusalem.
那当中的过程我们不说了。
Of course, we're not going to talk about the, what happens in between.
我们只是说那一个法则。你信到新耶路撒冷。
We're not going to talk about the process, but the fact, just the principle that if you have faith, believe uponthe New Jerusalem.
那你就得着新耶路撒冷。
Then you have received the New Jerusalem.
在旧约和新约都是一样。
It is the same in the Old Testament as it is in the New Testament.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
人都是偏向眼见的。
Man relies on his sight.
但是神却是一直领我们在信心里头去接近他，去享用他。
But God continues to work in us, desiring for us to take a hold of Him and receive Him in faith,
我想
or by faith.
我们今天晚上就看到这。
We will end our study here this evening.